Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Braves and the Rangers going at it all weekend long. Sunday Night Baseball going to be here this upcoming weekend at 7 o'clock. Darius Fiennes is going to get the start.
He is.
On ESPN on Sunday.
Our four-letter network debut.
And our friend from the four-letter network, Eduardo Perez, kind enough to join us right now on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line here on the Fan 680 in 93.7 FM. Eduardo, always nice to have you on the program. How you doing this Friday?
I'm doing real well. Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it. Can't wait to get to Atlanta for this weekend.
Good. Let me ask, when was the last time you drove down the road? You're an adult-ass man, and you started to put the radio up real loud like my partner and singing like you're Jim Morrison. How often does that actually happen to you?
I'll tell you what. Well, to be with my kids in the car. Now they won't ride with me, and I have a feeling that's why.
Yeah, that's definitely why, because you kind of get caught up in the moment. I've got a 15-year-old. When he's in the car with his buddies, it's like, Dad, don't do this. Dad, don't do that. And above all else, Dad, don't say this. There's a bunch of rules now all of a sudden, Eduardo.
Yeah, there are. There are. The game has changed. But you know what? Who cares? We can sing in the car. We sing in the shower. Let's just get it done.
Well, the game has changed on the field as well. We've talked about it many times over, and I'm sure we've had this discussion in the past. The Braves were businesslike. That was their, fair or not, reputation in the 90s. It's the polar opposite now, and I think that's why everybody in the city seems to rally around this team. A very good baseball team, but a team that plays with their emotions on their sleeve.
They really have, and, you know, it's a pleasure to watch, and I can't wait to go see them. You know, I saw them in spring training. And I was anxious to get to see them during the regular season. I circled this stage. You got the world champs against the Braves, a team that's going to contend, a team that scored more runs and slugged more than anybody else in the first inning, and they slugged more than anybody else in baseball all around. So it's one of those teams that you just cannot miss. I say the Braves and the Dodgers are two teams that if you get there late, you're going to miss a big part of the game. You got Acuna leading off, and it's like, get to your parking spot, no excuses, beat traffic, get there, because it's must watch right from the start, and they continue to be exciting baseball. They run, they play defense, and the most important part is, yeah, they've pitched, yeah, we've got some injuries, but at the same time, they're accountable. The star players play every day. And I think when you buy a ticket to a sporting event and you can see those star players on a daily basis, not having to take days off, it's kind of cool.
It almost sounds sacrilegious and blasphemous when I say, and I've said it, this is the best time. I'm here 31 years. I saw really good baseball teams, but it's the best time to be a Braves fan because the park experience is 1,000 times better. The emotions that they're allowed to show, late inning comebacks. I think it really sort of is it's a different feel now when you're rooting for a team that not only has a chance to win, but in the style that they do it.
Yeah, you're on point. You're on point. It's just electric. And you know what? They compete differently every night. You know, it could be a really good pitching matchup, and it could be a 1-0 game, and their starting pitching goes deep. But their bullpen is also really good, you know, finishing it off. Raisel Iglesias the other day, the big double play to end the game. You have power. You've got speed. And you have the surroundings of Truist Park. And I think that's the part when you have the battery hanging around and people are ready to watch baseball way before the game even starts. I'll tell you this. During the World Series a couple years ago and during the postseason, I hang out more at the battery before the game than I do on the field or in the press box, because you want to get that vibe, and you get it there at the battery.
Eduardo Perez, got a couple more minutes with him. We got to you a little bit late. I apologize for that. That is on me from ESPN on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. We talked about the Rangers. I don't want to show any disrespect, neither does Chris, to the Rangers, because they are the world champs, but they're a very nondescript team right now, are they not?
Well, I think there's a lot of teams that still haven't been able to find their grasp. Look, they got a lot of guys that are star arms that right now are not on the active roster, but it's still a very, very good team, and it's a team that still hasn't hit on all cylinders. I think, you know, they're missing Josh Young because of that injury. He's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks with that thumb injury, that hand injury, and then, but you still have Marcus Semien up the middle. You still have your finalist for the MVP playing shortstop as well as Corey Seager. There's guys that are very capable of carrying a team like they did last year. And let's not forget one thing: Texas last year at the beginning of the season, no one was really counting on them. They were playing almost the same way they are now, but with Bruce Bochy at the helm. Just don't discount a team that they can turn it around in a heartbeat.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, how does a guy like Bruce Bochy win wherever he goes? I mean, it's a basic question, but the numbers speak for themselves.
He's calm and steady, and he knows how to run a bullpen. And he knows how to identify the high leverage guys earlier than a lot of other people do. And I think what happens is Chris Young, the general manager for the Texas Rangers, he's given Bruce Bochy free reign of being able to manage. And just like Snit managing the Atlanta Braves, there's a trust when it comes to the players being able to trust their guy at the helm, and he's proven he's done it, and he'll be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And that's what you love from that management style and the coaching style, the way that the Texas Rangers do it.
I love the fact that Chris Young, fairly new to the job, was able to talk to Bruce Bochy, the mutual respect to get him to take the job. It's one thing to offer the job. It's another thing to show the vision as to why Bruce Bochy should have taken that job.
Right. Absolutely. 100%. And look, I look at teams that are that the world champs. What do? They go out and they get a rookie to be their designated hitter / outfielder in Langford, who was at the University of Florida last year. But they identify a player that can handle the pressure at the major league level and do it well. Uh-huh. And I think that's why you have to love and appreciate the way that they are doing it right now in Texas. And this is going to be a tough series all and out throughout this week. And I just can't wait to get there. I'll be getting there tomorrow morning, and I'll be watching Saturday's game, studying everything, and trying to put on a good show for Sunday.
Quick answer. Do you still get juiced going on the field like a Saturday tomorrow and then Sunday before the game? Does that fulfill the need that you have in the baseball world?
100%. I love baseball. I grew up around it. My dad, Tony Perez, Hall of Famer. I was born into on the field. And as far as I'm concerned, every time I see it, every time I smell the grass, I see the fresh cut grass at any ballpark, major league ballpark, I don't take it for granted. I'm blessed with what I do and the form that I have, and to be blessed to have people like you guys that want to be able to have us on as well for the community. I think it's awesome, and I'm so appreciative of it, and I don't take anything for granted at all.
Eduardo, thank you for the time. We'll see you this weekend. Always appreciate you coming on the program.
Hey, can I say one more thing? Can you guys just put a little prayer in for me, because I'm about to play 18 right now and three times in 2 minutes.
All right. Who
I
are you
just
playing
to let
with?
You guys know
who's
that,
taking
though.
Your money today, or whose money are you taking?
I don't know, but I got a Bank of America exec here that he's pretty serious right now, and I got a buddy of mine that's all he does is play jokes and
oh no,
they're on the range right now, and they're looking at me saying, "Let's go, let's get this interview
over with." Blame me if it backfires. Yeah. This one's on me.
Or Sunday, tell me how much you want and flash me a couple of hundies, and I'll let you know that it all went well.
You know what, though? Hold on a second. I'm going to put the exec on real quick to see how his game's going to be.
Okay. All right. Yeah, good.
Yes.
How are you?
Very well, sir. How are you? From what we understand, Eduardo said you are pretty serious about your golf game. How do you feel you're going to do today?
Well, I think I'm going to... Well, you know, that's kind of funny. The fact that I'm on here with Eduardo makes my day, because he's worse than I am. But frankly, I think my golf game today is going to be pretty good.
Hilarious. What fake handicap are you using today, sir, if I might ask?
Well, I'm using a 17, given that Eduardo's a 25, so that way, you know, he can look good and maybe take some throws in our game. But I have a feeling he's going to do good today.
Yeah, I have a feeling he's not a 25, is what I have a feeling, sir. You might want to go over that with him again.
I will. He's got a new driver, so we'll see how he does today. Okay, so right. I'll put him back on because we're being called to the box. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure speaking with you, sir. All right, Eduardo, go out there and get him. Eduardo Perez at the golf course with a Bank of America executive who remained nameless on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.